Advocate Paul Hoffman, he is the director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa, joining us this morning. Good morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing very well. I suppose those horses should get a bonus and a handful of hay. They would be happy with that.
Exactly. It's the least they deserve, isn't it? All right. Let's just talk about the postponement of the elections. Give us your outlook.
Yes, it's certainly not an easy thing to do. If you look at the Bill of Rights itself, that is a chapter 2 of our constitution, that mm-hmm. the state is obliged to respect, protect, promote, and fulfill all of the rights in the Bill of Rights, one of which is that every citizen has the right to free, fair, and regular elections for any legislative body established. And obviously, municipal elections are covered by that. And the Independent Electoral Commission, which is a Chapter 9 body, independent of the other branches of government, has a duty to ensure that elections are free and fair. So against that backdrop, the argument is that the Constitutional Court is not the appropriate forum in which to seek to change the Constitution itself. It has no jurisdiction to change the Constitution. The Constitution is our supreme law, and any conduct or any new law that is inconsistent with the Constitution is invalid. So the argument that those opposing the application by the Independent Electoral Commission will bring is that unless the law is changed, unless Parliament votes and it needs a two-thirds majority to change the Bill of Rights, the court is not going to be able to do anything to postpone the election beyond regular period that is prescribed. Now, I believe that it is not beyond the wit of man and not beyond the wit of the Electoral Commission to devise a means of voting that is appropriate given the prospect of polling stations being turned into sites of super spreader events. You can spread the voting over several days. You can ask people who are aged to come on a particular day at a particular rate. With your surname beginning with A, you come at 8 o'clock in the morning. Surname beginning with Z, you come at 8 o'clock at night. And you get the voting done in a way that does not involve the creation of huge agglomerations of people in circumstances in which the virus can be spread. And if it costs a little more money, well, that's the price of complying with the supreme law of the land.
Right. And especially considering if we're talking about October and we're doing 200,000 people a day receiving vaccinations, if you look at those numbers conceivably by October when the election should be taking place, it's many more millions of people who should have sufficient protection and be able to be a little bit cautious but avoid any illness.
Yes, I think one must bear in mind that vaccines are not necessarily a guarantee infection, but they do reduce the chances of becoming infected and the prospects of being seriously ill. That I think has been established scientifically. It's really a question of organizing properly.
Right.
That can be done if you have the will to do so.
Assuming that they are not successful in the postponement, doesn't that place the IEC in quite a difficult position given the challenges around the registration of voters?
Yes, I think that they do have a voters' roll, and if it happens that the voters' roll is not properly brought up to date, well, part it's the fault of the voter who has not sought timely to exercise his or her responsibility to get the name onto the voter's roll in order to exercise the right to vote. But I think that that is not an insurmountable problem. If it happens that the election does not include the latecomers, well, so be it. It's preferable to having no election at all and undermining the right to vote regularly, which is guaranteed in Section 19 of the Bill of Rights, and for which so many people sacrificed so much during the course of the struggle to really get the vote and equal rights in South Africa.
Right. What do you think is likely to happen now?
Well, I think that it seems that they've decided that going to court for guidance is what they need to do. There is going to be opposition, at least from the DA and maybe from other sources as well. And the Democratic Alliance has an argument that is based on the duty of the Independent Electoral Commission to ensure that elections are free and fair, and on the right of individual voters to have regular elections, which would not be the case if the five-year term is exceeded.
Well,
I think the court is not likely
to
mess with the Constitution. It is there to uphold the Constitution.
Right.